Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me. Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Asma'ul Husna, beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillah, we've heard many beautiful names of our Creator, our majestic Lord, Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we'll continue to do so as well. And the highlight of the program is that we not only mention those beautiful names, but we also explain what the ulama have mentioned in light of those names. So the tashrihat of those names, what has been written in the commentary of those names as well, subhanallah. Now the name that we'll be mentioning today in this program is a beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Wahhab. Wahhab is a name that people keep by prefixing Abdul before it. Abdul Wahhab, you may have heard this name before. And the meaning of this name is the one who bestows, the one who grants something. And in Arabic, they normally say the word Hiba, which translates in English as gift. So Hiba comes from the same root words, Wahhab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants gifts, the one who grants bounties and blessings. And it has an intensified meaning because it is Ismul Mubalagha, the one who grants abundantly, greatly, immensely. Now, what the ulama have said regarding the name Wahhab, when defining it is, it refers to that zat, that being, which grants so much, but does not do so with any purpose. Meaning there is no maqsad or there's no gharaz, there's no purpose behind that giving. It is not the case that Allah Azza wa Jal does something so that he can gain something in return. No, what can the creation give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nothing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives without any gharaz, without any purpose, without any want for something in exchange. So this is the meaning of Wahhab. Now, it is important to note that the name Wahhab has been used in three places in the Noble Quran. But as for the general meaning of giving, bestowing, granting, then this has been used throughout the Quran in reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Shura verse 49, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ So it's not the word Wahhab itself, but it is a derivative, meaning yahabu, that he grants female child, a girl to whomsoever he wants, wa yahabu liman yasha'u dhukur, and he grants a boy, a male child to whomsoever he wants. Aw yuzawwijuhum dhukranan wa inatha. Or it is the case that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the couple, the husband and the wife, both of these, meaning a boy and a girl. Now, as for those three maqamat, the first of those, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word Wahhab. This is in Surah Ali Imran verse 8. Allah jalla wa ala says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ This is actually a supplication made by those whose knowledge is firm, is solid, is rasikh. They are firm in their knowledge. They made this dua, meaning, Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not deviate our hearts after you have guided us. Do not make our hearts crooked after you have guided us. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً And grant to us from yourself rahmah. Grant mercy from yourself to us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ Indeed, you are the great bestower. So here, the end of the verse, what did they supplicate? إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ Wahhab was used the beautiful name of Allah, the great bestower. In Surah Sa'd, verse 9, this has also been used, meaning the name Wahhab. And there it's to answer an objection against the disbelievers who would say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that how come revelation hasn't come to anyone else other than you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers their objection. And he says, أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَّابِ Or do they possess the treasures of the mercy of your Lord, who is Aziz and Wahhab, who is dominant and who is the great bestower. Meaning, this is to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who bestows prophethood, risala, and He knows full well who that risala and messengership will go to, who that prophethood will go to. So why are they objecting? Do they have the treasures of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, they can't give prophethood or messengership to anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes someone a prophet or a rasul. So this objection of theirs is baseless. And O beloved alayhi salam, He's made you khatamun nabiyyin. There's no other nabi besides you, in your time or after you. Meaning no one will be given new prophethood. So this was the second place where Wahhab has been used. Now, generally speaking, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant? What do His blessings entail? Now the answer to that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants everything. Everything you can think of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the grantor. And we know this from a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith has been narrated by Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, Bukhari Sharif Kitab al-Ilm. The Prophet alayhi salam said, وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ يُعْطِي. And I am the distributor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who bestows. Here the ulama have said that there is no condition, there is no restriction as to what the Prophet alayhi salam distributes. So in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants everything, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the distributor of all of those blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, we learn that anything that we attain is through the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, it comes via the Prophet alayhi salam to us. This is what has been mentioned in the hadith, that Allah is the one who gives and the Prophet alayhi salam is the one who distributes. So he has all the bounties that Allah gives, and he distributes them to the creation, subhanallah. For example, when you give something to a relative, a loved one, out of mercy, it's just to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not like a boss who gives his worker a salary because he's fulfilled the work. No, it's just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no interest in receiving anything in exchange. You're not giving so that he gives you something in return. You're giving just out of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're doing it out of mercy as well. You're doing it to please someone. And without comparison, the giving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is out of His mercy, His vast mercy. And it's not so that people give in return. What can people give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is why when we go back to that verse in Surah Sa'd, أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَّابِ. The ulama mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned beautiful names Al-Aziz and Al-Wahhab together. Because Al-Aziz means the dominant one. And mentioning them together, there is great hikmah behind that, meaning to say, when Allah grants anyone anything, then it is out of mercy, it is out of compassion. He is not forced, He is not coerced, no being, no one in creation can force Him to do anything. He is the dominant one, He is ghalib, He is the one that cannot be dominated. And He is not forced in no way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives out of His mercy, His immense mercy. This should increase the love for our Creator in our heart. When He gives, there is no restriction on His giving. What does the Quran say? Surah Bani Israel, verse 20. وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا. And the ata, the bestowal of your Lord, is not restricted. It's not mahzura. Mahzura means something which is restricted, has an obstacle. When Allah gives, there is no obstacle, there is no restriction whatsoever. He gives to whomsoever He wants, however much He wants. Now the third place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Wahhab is in Surah Sa'd, and this is the account of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam made a dua that, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not give the kingdom or the kingship that You gave to me to anyone after me. May I be its unique recipient. Because you may be aware that Sulaiman alayhi salam, his kingdom spanned the entire globe, and the jinnat was subservient to him, musakhar. The winds were subservient to him. Subhanallah, he had complete control, and this was the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jal. So much so that the jinnat, we know, constructed Masjid al-Aqsa under his leadership. Even birds were subservient to him. And when he requested this, that Ya Allah, do not give such a kingdom to anyone after me, then he said, Innaka antal wahhab. Indeed, You are the great bestower. And if you want to accept this dua of mine, you want to give me such a kingdom, then there's no one that can stop you. There is no restriction or there is no obstacle in you doing this. And in Sahih Bukhari, there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to the Sahaba in the morning that at night a jinn came, Ifrit. He tried to attack me in such a way that he tried to become a hindrance in me offering salah. He's tried to disturb me in that way. I grabbed him and I tied him to a pillar of the masjid. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, if I wanted, I would have kept him tied there, and in the morning I would have showed you him, meaning you would have seen him still tied to that pillar. But then I recall the dua of my brother Sulaiman alayhi salam, that, oh Allah, grant me such a kingdom that nobody receives after me. So these were the apparent outer effects of the dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I recall this dua, and that is why you do not see the jinn tied to the pillar. And this is despite the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's kingdom, his authority, is far greater than the authority and kingdom of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Meaning nobody in creation has been given the authority that the Prophet alayhi salam has been granted. He is the greatest of all the prophets and the Rusul alayhi salam. But outwardly, like Sulaiman alayhi salam, he had control of the winds and he would exhibit that as well. The jinnat would work for him, etc. Birds as well, they were at his beck and call. This wasn't the case, apparently, zahiran, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though his authority and his kingdom was far greater. And this was the athar, this was the effect of the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to respect that as well. But here, one thing to note is that Sulaiman alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something great, something massive, a kingdom that nobody else could possess. This is a great thing, azim. But the ulama say that even small things, you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. There's an account of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that, Ya Allah, sometimes I want to ask for small things, minor things, but then I feel haya, I feel ashamed to ask them from you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said, even if you require salt for your cooking, for your dish, then you should ask me for that as well. So this is a lesson for us as well, that today we may think this is too small a thing to ask for from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, anything you require, ask your Lord. There is no restriction, there is no obstacle on His giving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Wahhab. And here Musa alayhi salam, the great Musa alayhi salam, is being told that even if you require nimak, salt for your food, then you should ask from me. Allahu Akbar. We too should make a habit of asking for everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as you heard, the meaning of Wahhab is the one who greatly bestows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Wahhab. His bestowal, it knows no bounds. It's unlimited. There's no obstacle in Him giving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can even give that power to grant to His creation as well. And He has done so. His chosen slaves, His beloveds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them this power. You must have heard of the famous account of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was worshipping Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu anha. Jibreel alayhi salam came in the form of a human being, a perfect human being. Now Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was chaste. She was very modest, at the peak of modesty. She had never been in front of men. No man had touched her. And when she saw this man, which was actually Jibreel alayhi salam, who is a nuri makhluk, who is light, but he came in the form of a human being, which shows that they can coexist, nur and a human form. Just like for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a human being, the best human being, the greatest human being, but he's also light as well. Nuri bashar. And when Sayyidah Maryam radiyallahu anha, when she saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, she said, I seek refuge in Allah from you if you are pious. She had never been in that situation before. This man was in front of her. And let me now mention the words that Jibreel alayhi salam said at that time. He said, I am a messenger from your Lord. I have come to give you a pious child, a pure child. Look at the words, li ahaba, that I may grant you, same root words as wahab, that I may bestow upon you a pure child. Who is saying this? Jibreel alayhi salam, who is a creation. He is the leader of the angels alayhi salam, but he is not the creator. He is a creation. And we've heard before that Allah is the one who grants children. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. We just heard moments ago, Allah is the one who grants male children, female children, or to some parents, He grants both genders. But here, Jibreel alayhi salam is saying the opposite. What is he doing? Is he committing shirk? No, ma'adhallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him that power, has bestowed upon him that ability to grant. And the angels alayhimus salam, they're ma'soom. They don't sin. They don't disobey. يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. The Quran tells us, that they do only that which they have been commanded to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salam didn't say in words that this is through the power of Allah bestowed upon me, but it's understood. Whenever someone says a statement like that, it's understood that it's because Allah has given that person the power. And in this case, Allah has given power to Jibreel alayhi salam to say that, that I may grant you a pure child. So if people say that Allah granted me a child or through Ghusul A'zam radiyallahu and Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or they ascribe this act to the creation, and in reality their aqidah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants, and He has granted His makhluq, the chosen ones from His creation, the ability to do so, there's no haraj in that whatsoever. Otherwise, there would be a big objection against this verse of the Quran, but there are no objections upon the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're free from objections. So we should learn our aqidah from the Quran and cling onto it firmly. Now, to conclude the episode, what are the requirements of the name? Always ask from Wahhab, continuously implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you are Wahhab, just like the Anbiya alayhi salam did, just like the pious people did, Ya Allah grant us as well. And secondly, the ulama say that you should also be generous to others, you should also bestow upon others, without any gharad, without any purpose, without this desire for receiving anything in return, without any lalach, without any greed whatsoever. Inshallah, this is the requirement of acting upon the name Al-Wahhab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us blessings from His treasures. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.